Brother Gregory, many Christians believe that it is God's will for believers to submit to the state. But does God really expect us to submit to tyrants such as Hitler, Stalin, Mao, or Castro? The Bible teaches that the Son of God set us free, but I don't feel very free when I'm taxed at 45% of my income and I'm forced to live under humanistic state laws. What was Paul trying to tell us in Romans 13?
Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Castro, actually Nimrod, Cain, they all had the same systems where they offered people benefits at the expense of their neighbor and brought them into bondage. The Pharaoh did the same thing. It says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. It is not righteous to covet your neighbor's goods through the agency of government. And people have lost sight of this. This is our refuge, is doing what Christ said, following Christ, seeking the kingdom of God. Psalms tells us, let their table become a snare. What do they mean, their table? What should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. In Romans 11, Paul is quoting David in the same thing, saying, let their table be made a snare. How is your table made a snare? Proverbs 23, when thou sittest and eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. Put a knife to your throat, if thou be a man given to appetite. Appetite for what? Appetite for those dainties, for the benefits, for the welfare of systems that exercise authority one over the other. The Corban of the Pharisees was actually a social welfare system where you would end up doing no more ought for your parents because your parents were going to be taken care of by the temple, not by you directly. It was the collective. If you don't understand all these things, you're not going to understand Romans 13. Jesus said he was going to take away the kingdom of God and appoint it to a people that would bear fruit. He says this in Matthew 21:43, and later on in Luke 12:32, he says, fear not, little flock, for it is my pleasure to give unto you a kingdom. In Luke 22:29, he goes on and he says, you are not to be like the governments of the Gentiles who exercise authority, but you are to provide a daily bread. But you do it through faith, hope, and charity. And he appoints the kingdom to them. Now, people think, well, his kingdom is not of the world. But it is on the planet. The word world there means constitutional order and system of government. And he's talking to Pontius Pilate. And Peter warns us, through covetous practices, with feigned words, they will make merchandise of you. He tells you that you will curse your children. And that means curse them with debt. All this is taking place. You're entangled again in the elements of the world. And it's going to be worse with you than it was in the days of Egypt, because you are back in the bondage of Egypt. I can't tell you everything here in this short time, but if we turn around and actually seek that kingdom, a system of faith, hope, and charity, a system with a daily ministration that all the churches used to provide just 100 years ago, but now we look to men who exercise authority. But we make covenants with them in order to obtain these benefits, and we go back in and are entangled again in those elements of the world, that constitutional order and system of government, which is what that word actually means. So what does Romans 13 actually mean? Let every man remain subject to the original authority. In the concordance, the word there, exousia, means the power to choose. It actually is translated liberty. And according to Aristotle and other poets of the time, it is the strongest word in the Greek language for liberty. So let every man remain subject to the higher liberty, for all liberty is of God. There is no liberty but of God, and anyone who opposes liberty opposes God. And the rest goes on, for the rulers are not a terror to good works, which is taking care of one another through faith, hope, and charity, which we used to do as a church, but to the evil. And what is the evil? Those who covet their neighbor's goods. So don't be afraid of the right to choose, the liberty. Come together and seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Our book is free online for those who want to read it, but it is a real eye-opener for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Hi, this is Daniel. I am a contact minister for His Holy Church in South Africa. Christ commanded us to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. Find out if seeking the kingdom is more than just going to church on Sunday. Join the Living Network and go to our Facebook page at Preparing South Africa for more information.